Joining me now is doctor and attorney and theologian, Dr. Andy Woods from Texas. NASA has come out now and is asking for theologians to help explain to the world all about aliens. Well, that brings us to Dr. Andy Woods, because as a theologian, he might be able to help us answer the question, why will NASA need theologians to explain to the world the arrival of aliens? And could it have anything to do with the aliens going to be blamed for the missing of millions of Christians? Dr. Woods, welcome to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Brandon. Great to be here with you this evening. Thanks for having me.
Here is the article, if we want to show it, Logan. NASA hired 24 theologians to study human reaction to aliens. New book. Between heaven and earth, where do aliens fit in? That's the question NASA hopes theologians at the Center for Theological Inquiry in Princeton, New Jersey, can answer in a recent effort to understand how humans will react to news that intelligent life exists on other planets. Dr. Woods, what is your response to this as an attorney, as a Christian, as a theologian, as a seminary president, as a pastor?
Well, Brandon, as you know, I'm a believer in the pre-tribulational rapture doctrine. And if that doctrine is true, in other words, if God's people, the church, are going to be snatched from the earth at some point in time before the tribulation starts, then the secular world is going to have to come up with an explanation as to where everybody went. And I think Hollywood and the New Age movement, for that matter, have been prepping us for that. And it's going to be something to the effect of all of the troublemakers, all of the under-evolved people, all of the people holding up planetary progress, you know, have been removed. Well, where did they go? Well, the ascended masters took them out of the way. And ascended masters are higher evolved, you know, people that are sort of guiding our planet towards better progress. I think that's the explanation that's going to be offered. And lo and behold, NASA, according to this recent news article, is prepping us for that by talking about or psychologically preparing us for aliens. So these higher forms miraculously came into our world and snatched away all of the under-evolved people that were holding up planetary progress.
And all the subhumans who haven't jumped on the vax, because we have leaders of the world now literally setting up their citizens as subhuman that don't get the vax. So, I mean, this whole narrative actually is being really laid out quite well, subhumans that need to be removed.
Yeah, and I think Hillary called us a basket of deplorables. And it's kind of interesting how Hollywood, you know, has been preparing us for this for a long time. As you look at different Hollywood movies, I'm thinking as far back as Jodie Foster, you know, in the movie Contact. It was that same kind of theme of ascended masters showing up and snatching away all of the problem people. And I just think NASA is fitting in with the narrative that's going to be pushed once the rapture happens.
Well, and you know, there's a lot of people that don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture of the church, and that's fine. We have friends that are not pre-trib. There are, I'm sure, folks that are pre-trib, mid-trib, thinking the rapture will occur during the middle of the tribulation. Pre-wrath happens about 75% of the way through the tribulation. Post-tribulation happens at the end of the tribulation, or amillennial. So whatever their end-time belief or eschatology is, okay. But what I find is those that are so hostile to those that do hold to the idea of the church being raptured before the seven-year tribulation is that if it's so crazy, first of all, they ask, where is it in the Bible? So I'll ask you to answer that question. Where is the rapture of the church in the Bible? But number two, if it's such a crazy idea, why does Satan appear to be so busy with his ministers? And the Bible refers to these as ministers they appear to be ministers of righteousness, but they're not. You know, they're working for Satan. These of course, are not only false teachers on earth, but also the demonic realm. Why is the demonic realm so busy, these so-called master guides? They think are individuals more highly evolved in the process of reincarnation. We know they're really talking to demons. They may think they're talking to people that have been reincarnated or in the spiritual realm giving them advice. We know them to be demons. Why are these people writing books, doing automatic writing, with demons who are telling them to write scripts and plays and movies and excuses of how to explain the removal of millions of Christians, which turns out to be through aliens. So if the pre-tribulation removal of Christians before the tribulation is so crazy, why is the demonic realm spending so much time getting people to buy into it in books and writings and plays?
Yeah, I mean, you can't counterfeit a $3 bill. You can only counterfeit something that's real. And let me just read you, it's a small paragraph. It comes from a New Ager named Barbara Messiniak. I found this in the book of one of your friends, Gary Bates.
Right.
Who wrote a book called Alien Intrusion. And this is a New Age quote. This is not a evangelical Christian at all. And this New Ager says, the people who leave the planet during the time of Earth's changes do not fit here any longer. And they are stopping the harmony of the Earth. And when the time comes that perhaps 20 million people leave the planet at one time, there will be a tremendous shift in consciousness for those who are remaining, close quote. Now, that's a demonic proposition arguing for the pre-trib rapture. It's going to be the explanation that's offered once all of us basket of deplorables are suddenly removed. And that would make sense, because if 20 million people, and I get that number from them, they're the ones that said 20 million. If, in fact, 20 million people suddenly disappear, Satan and his minions have to have some sort of explanation for it. So a narrative, I think, is already in place. You see it in the writings of the New Age movement. I could give you countless other quotes to that effect. But the narrative's already in place from the New Age movement. The narrative is already in place from Hollywood. And the narrative is already in place through things that you're talking about from that recent news item, you know, that NASA is suddenly getting involved in.
And of course, NASA is looking for life on other planets because they don't believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. So they're trying to find the source or origin of life, correct?
Well, they are basically evolutionists.
Yes.
And so if life started spontaneously and accidentally here, then their thinking is life started spontaneously and accidentally somewhere else. And maybe if it started somewhere else, those that are discovered out there in Never Never Land or in outer space are more evolved than us. And if they're more evolved than us, then it stands to reason that they would try to speak backwards into our world to help us evolve. And there's the narrative, and we know who's behind it. It's Satan, who is masquerading as an angel of light. And these people that think they're contacting higher masters or ascended masters are only contacting demons, preparing the world for the last day's deception spoken of in the book of Revelation.
So it seems as though, we're not going to put a date on everything, but it just seems as though everything is converging at one time. What's happening in the Middle East, Russia, Iran, Syria, right there in Syria, all the nations of the world getting ready to come against Israel, wars, rumors of wars, plagues, pandemics, hostility toward Christians, the rise of anti-Semitism, the call for a one-world digital currency, moving everything toward a mark of the beast system where you can't buy or sell. I mean, shall I go on? It seems as though the stage is being set for Bible prophecy to start unfolding, and the only event yet to occur is the rapture. Is the rapture in the Bible, in closing, Dr. Woods?
The rapture, contrary to what the debunkers out there are trying to say, you know, the rapture is in the Bible. It's right there in 1 Thessalonians 4, I believe it's verse 17, where Paul says, we will be caught up. And what's translated in the English as caught up is harpazo from the Greek, where we get the English word harpoon, where you spear something and drag it to yourself. And if you look up harpazo in the Greek lexicon, it basically means to be seized or caught up by force. So it's describing a coming of Christ that's totally different than what you have in Revelation 19, where Jesus is not catching anybody up. He's returning with the saints at the end of the tribulation period, and his feet touch planet Earth. What's described in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, is completely different than that. And so what we do is we divide the coming of Christ into two phases. First, he is returning to catch up the church before the tribulation begins, and then we will be with the Lord in heaven for 7 years as the events of the tribulation period unfold, and then we return with the Lord to the earth to rule and reign under his delegated authority at the end of that 7 year tribulation. And so when you look at it from that angle and you let the details of the Bible say what they want to say, quite clearly the concept of the rapture is found in the Bible.
And you have more of this on your website, andywoodsministries.org, correct?
I do. If people go to my YouTube channel, I just completed in my church 74 lessons. I mean, isn't that a sufficient number? 74. So we were defending for 74 lessons the pre-tribulational doctrine of the rapture of the church, and people can watch that for free on my YouTube channel.
Just go to YouTube, type in Dr. Andy Woods, you'll find it. His website, andywoodsministries.org, andywoodsministries.org. Thank you, Dr. Woods.
Hey, joy to be here. Happy New Year to you.
You too, brother. andywoodsministries.org.